of our programming. Live in studio with us, we have Chacha Tracy.
One, two, three, four. We don't need no reins. We've got magic in our veins. So come hold on to the horn of a teenage unicorn, and you'll never. My name is Chacha Tracy. For those of you that don't know me, I play music. And for those of you that do know me, hi. I'm your friend that you know. My next song is called The Wind. And it goes out to Katie, because it's her favorite song. It's about love gone cold. The wind, it blows right down to my toes, and it reminds me of our love. The wind, it blows deep down to my bones, and it reminds me of our. Reminds me of our love. I wish that I could say the wind reminds me of our love in the way that it is free. I'm sorry I have to say the wind reminds me of our love in the way, our love is cold, our love is cold. Thank you. I'm Chacha Tracy. For those that don't know me, I play music, and my next song is called Sailor Song. It's one of the first songs I've written, and it's about how you, not maybe you, but how somebody should not fall in love with me. When it comes to me, one, two, three. When it comes to me, the water's never calm. If you think it'll be easy, I'm afraid you've got it wrong. So I'm warning you, you better hit the deck. 'Cause baby, you're just the kind of ship
Tracy on CITR.
Hello.
Hello, that was wonderful.
Thank you, Ben.
Despite the fact that that song was, I guess, kind of depressing.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Well, thank you for coming out. Well, let's start by, I just hear my voice now. Let's start by talking about how you got started maybe writing songs, playing music.
Okay.
Have you always been doing it?
No, but I've always been writing limericks since I was a child, and short stories, and I guess silly songs when I was a kid. And I wrote my first Tutu Tracy song in 2004.
Right.
And it was The Internet.
The song
was called The Internet.
The song called The Internet. Do you remember any of the limericks? And is there anyone that, any short samples you can give?
Well, I wrote one about Dr. Seuss when he died.
Yeah.
But I can't remember. And then I wrote one about a friend of mine that, it was too rude, because I said that she only ran fast when that ice cream truck went past. And it
that wasn't that rude.
Well,
it's all right, I guess.
I don't know.
If it's truthful.
It's kind of a bad memory. Oh, I would write stuff that would get me in trouble.
Right. Do you write, do you just like writing? Do you like writing things that is interesting to you, things that's funny? Like, is there a particular style you go for?
I like to write things that make me laugh.
Yeah. Is there any influences that in terms of, maybe not musically, but I guess...
Yeah, like
Like, who makes you laugh the most? Is that a weird
thing? I don't
sounds
know.
Sounds like a dating game now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Maybe like Christmas concerts, school performances, awkward first dates.
Yeah. Is that the stuff you write about?
I don't know. This is the stuff that inspires me.
Yeah.
Like, really.
School performances?
Yeah.
At Christmas?
Yeah.
Are those awkward, I guess?
I don't know. They're just.
Were you ever in one?
Yeah. I played Jesus once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? Don't you just lie there? Wait, which?
Next question.
Fair enough. Anyways, I don't know. It's I don't know. Should I go on the next question after that?
No.
Why don't we just play more songs? We'll come back with more. So on that note.
On that note.
Yeah.
This is a song about the internet.
Your first song. That's
my yeah.
Excellent.
True song about how I used to meet people on the internet in 2002-2003. This next song is called Baby Dinosaur. I'm Tracy, for those of you that don't know me. My next song is called Tool Man. And it's about Tim Allen, pre-comedy.
Tracy live on CITR. That was great.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. So that's a true story of Tim Allen. Or is it?
Yeah, it is.
He was so he was in jail at some point.
Yes.
Have you read much about it? How did you find out?
It was Wikipedia.
It was Wikipedia. Was he doing comedy before or no?
No, I don't think no. I don't think so.
And then he decided to come out. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Well, he definitely wasn't doing Home Improvement.
No, he wasn't. Yeah. Yeah, I was just like, it's get out of jail and decided to do comedy. Did you ever watch Home Improvement?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was your favorite character?
Well.
JTT? No.
Yeah, I guess I did have I was 12 years old, so yeah. I did have a crush on him.
All girls did, I think.
I also liked the young character. What was his name? Brett when he turned goth.
Right. Not Wills Wilson, the neighbor. No.
He's good too.
Tim, the Tool Man Taylor. What am I talking about now? have you? Well, some of these songs, not all of them, are. I feel like you can sing to kids.
Yes.
And do you have any nieces and nephews, or do you have kids? I don't know.
No, I don't. I don't have a lot of kids in my life, but I do have a bunch of other songs that I have for kids that I haven't really done anything with yet.
Oh yeah, what are they about? Like really, is it secret?
Well, I don't have them. I don't have them in this book.
Yeah.
But
and you're planning on maybe singing at school, or what do you plan on doing? Or just saving it for?
Yeah, I don't really know yet. But so I would love to have this act that I do maybe at libraries and children's fairs, where it's like a big performance with me singing dressed as a bear or something. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't really thought of it much, but.
Yeah. Do you have a song about bears?
I do.
Yeah.
It's about being a bear.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Do you, before we, I guess, go more music, do you have any shows coming up or anything? Any plans in the future?
I don't have any Tita Tracy shows coming up, but
you're
my
another band.
Yeah, my band Love Cuts does. Katie's beside me, and I can't remember. The days, but
there's something coming up. Look up the website. How does this? Well, it's totally different. Well, it's kind of different than Love Cats. How did have you ever thought about? I don't know. Like how did Love Cats came about compared to what you do solo?
I don't know. I write the words in Love Cuts, but it's just a completely different thing.
Not about baby dinosaurs.
No.
Say that for the kids' albums.
Yeah.
All right. Tracy live on CITR. You got more songs?
One more.
Perfect.
Okay. This song... I hope you're listening to this, Whoopi Goldberg, because this song's for you. And I've been trying to get a hold of you in so many different ways. You never respond back to your Facebook messages that I've been sending you. But if you're listening to this tonight, or if somebody that knows Whoopi is listening to this tonight, please tell her to record this. Get your recorder right now and record this, and then send it to Whoopi Goldberg. Maybe it's in the archives, too. But okay, Whoopi. Here it goes. I've been back in the habit too long. I need to hear the nun sing a new song. Oh, Whoopee, I want to hear you sing. No booze, no sex, no drugs, no way. Everyone listening.
Awesome. Chacha Tracy on the show. It'd probably be a Sister Act 3 anyways, because we're running out of ideas for movies. I'm sure it will happen someday. Thank you very much for coming out.
Thank you.
Tracy. And do you have a website or something? Or,
I have an old MySpace page that awesome. I can't get into anymore.
Oh, really? So go and post random comments on the site so she can delete it.
Or email me at tttracey@gmail.com.
Excellent. So Whoopi, that's the address for you to email her. I'd like to thank Irene for sound support and everything. Ochre is coming up next in about half an hour with Funk My Life. This is CITR Radio. Thanks for listening. Dating Myself is going to be on next week on the big program.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on
CITR
101.9 in Vancouver.
Making mess to make mess, I won't feel the blues. I kiss and run just a little faster than you. I'm pretty sure it's out there. If I make a move, I kiss and run just a little faster than you.
There was nothing.
you've made it there.